Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm continuing with your phone calls right now, and I will continue into the next hour with them as well. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. And we have some special guests in studio coming out in the next segment. Let's go to Joshua in California. You're on the air, Joshua.
Hey, Alex. I like what that caller was saying before about an idea of a meeting. I was thinking, you know, in terms of, like, what she's probably thinking in terms of, you know, what kind of a meeting would you have that would be of magnitude like a Bilderberg that could really... you know, insight some fear into the, you know, globalist elite that, you know, basically want to destroy everybody. And, I was, you know, that kind of ties into sort of my question is that, you know, you were talking about the other day, you know, things like religion, you know, really sort of sell, you know, any kind of wholesomeness. And, you know, I was, you know, doing my own studies, and I noticed that, you know, you seem to fit the perfect description of what biblically is described as Elijah, the guy that turns everybody basically back to their fathers, and then, you know, their fathers to them, you know, kind of like the founding fathers. And so I was kind of wondering, what is your take on doing some kind of a thing like that?
Well, it's funny, we've had two calls in a row doing this. I hear what the caller's saying, and I'm flattered, and I hear what you're saying. Really, we're having a public meeting right now with this radio TV show. And I'm trying to get people to realize the different crimes that are being committed against them and just how out of control all of this is. And we just have to continue to grow the real media so that we could have continental congresses down the road that the public is able to actually see and hear about. I mean, so much of this is that the globalists still have not even so much the dominant media, but even people that are awake still kind of think it's dominant. It's one of the final dominoes to fall. And so that's a big subject to have. But I think conferences are good. I think people, you know, having big debates are good. But so much of it is about getting the public in their area to speak out and stand up and not comply. I mean, a free people, an informed people, is what it takes to have liberty. And that's what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, inform the whole of the people and tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. And that's exactly what we need to do. And so it's a process more than it is some big giant event that will happen. I mean, you could have an event, you know, a moment in television where something catches the public's attention and the establishment will declare that it's a defeat for liberty when really it's a big victory. That's why they don't want me back on Piers Morgan. They don't want me back on any national TV show. Because I will get people out of their trance by pointing out how outrageous it is that a foreigner is here lecturing us about taking our guns when it's the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are linked to most of the mass shootings. And how dare you try to blame us for what individuals do? How dare you as a collectivist try to put collectivist guilt on me? And how dare you say that if I don't support five-year-olds being taught how to masturbate at public school, I mean, they might as well just let the pedophiles out of jail then. You know, how dare you say that I'm hate gay people or something if I don't want to teach kids how to masturbate? You see, they just sell their sick agendas just to see what they can get away with by breaking our will and making us feel like we're guilty and have done something. And we just have to point out how crazy all of this has gotten. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I figured I was muted there. But no, I totally know what you mean. Like, especially with the whole, like, pushing the agenda of, like, it's almost like a pedophilia, like the sexualization of little children. I was at a meeting with what they call the Women's Lib movement, and they were kind of pushing that agenda. And I just straight up said something, and the people that were with me were like, yeah, we don't want this for our kids or grandchildren or whatever.
Yeah, so you went to a Women's Lib meeting trying to be nice, and this is what was going on. It's like the White House had a gay lesbian deal, having, like, you know, 7-year-old girls up there or whatever. Like, why? Why at an event that's about sexuality do you have kids? It's incredible.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the rest of the hour, we are joined by two gentlemen that are here in town working with us on several films and, of course, getting ready for the promotion of State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, a great new documentary they've made. We have the historian and researcher Richard Grove here with us. And then, of course, we also have James Lane of FreeMindFilms.com. And they're also going to be taping with us tonight for intros and outros and a breakdown of State of Mind that is going to be premiering July 17th next month on InfoWars Nightly News for all PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and subscribers. They also made the film A Noble Lie. And we're almost sold out of the good deal I got on the animated documentary about the history of the private Federal Reserve being foreign-owned. Riveting film. We'll still carry it, but I'm not going to be able to get as good a deal as I got on it before I can give it away free. So we'll still be selling it, but We won't be able to offer it free very, very soon, probably today or tomorrow, because we're selling out of the free DVD American Dream when you get on Blu-ray or on DVD State of Mind at InfoWarsStore.com. We are the exclusive distributor for the next 3 months of the film. But I didn't mean to start this hour with a plug. The point is, that's why they're here. But we were talking during the break, guys, and I had you on an overdrive yesterday. And again, I've done a lot of deep research in the New World Order, writing, reading their own writings. And so I know what their real game plan is, which you can learn, too, if you just do the research. But talking to Mr. Grove and Mr. Lane, who I've known off and on over the years, they really have done their research and have a fix on what's happening. So I asked them during the break, I said, what do you think is at the underlying push for saying two men together, or two women together, is marriage? What is behind the sexualization of children? What is behind showing men as fathers as being dumb idiots in every show? What is behind it? Well, the UN, actually, and I covered this last hour, officially says they produce dramas and soap operas to break up the family worldwide. And they say to reduce the family. The state is in competition with it. But you guys had some of the deeper reasons for it. And again, Huxley, in Brave New World, written in 1932, published in 1933, he said that would all be done, the end of the family, the end of the institution. This is part of the dehumanization. And so they try to make it like a civil right and like, oh, you hate these groups of people. It has nothing to do with what you individually, what your identity is, what you stand for. They're trying to program a false identity into what you would have been naturally, ladies and gentlemen, cold-bloodedly, to then create artificial groups that want to operate as families, but then are going to use the state to come and harvest biological families, children, to create this new structure where the mom is a cop and her wife is a woman. She's the man on these shows that are out there that I was just talking about in the last hour. Just absolutely incredible. And I've kind of gone off on a ranting jag about this. The show is called The Fosters. And I saw the promo last night before a movie. And at the end, they go, the biological parents know they're here. And the man of the house, the female cop, she gets her gun and goes and takes them down. Well, in the real world, they are attacking heterosexuals. And again, I'm not saying the entire group of people that have different sexual persuasions are doing that. The government is advertising, hey, we want to put you in as the cult commanders. We want you to be the new synthetic family. We're going to provide you the kids. We're going to harvest from the heterosexuals. And the shows now are going from men are bad to saying mother or father is hateful. France has banned it. The federal government's banning it. The EEOC is telling federal employees, who are a kept group of slaves more than others, they're deeper down the rat hole, that you will not say at a company party, my husband or wife. That is hate speech. Now, that came out 2 weeks ago. Gigi Arnett here in Austin did a report on that from their own Justice Department website. So you guys have studied this in depth. You get into the mass mind control that's going on. Richard Grove, James Lane, break down your take on this huge issue. I mean, it's genius to frame sexualizing children and teaching them about heterosexual or homosexual sex at age 5 as civil rights training. So why didn't Jimmy Savile of the BBC caught with all these kids? He should have said he was teaching them a civil right. Well, actually, that's what NAMBLA says, and the UN supports NAMBLA. So again, if you don't turn your kids over, folks, you are a bigot. Go ahead.
Well, and this is what, when you bring up, Aldous Huxley in The Brave New World, I mean, he called this out how long ago? I mean, it's following this
32.
Right. Now, his brother, Julian Huxley, was head of UNESCO. You talk about the UN pushing this. Well, here his brother was part of the education.
His brother started it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we see how this was all called out so many years ago, and we're seeing it come to fruition now. The hypersexualization of the children, the breakdown of the family, like you're saying, where you can't even say the word mother and father. I mean, it's right out of the book.
See, first they say don't say the N-word. We agree that, that's really mean, but people have the right to say it. Now they're arresting you if you do. Next it's, I heard a guy say, hey, let's go get Chinese food. It's 2 Hispanics and a white guy, and they go, don't say Chinese. Like, pretty soon, up and down is racist.
And that's Orwellian. It's reducing the language down to where we can't communicate properly. You know, words are bad, you know.
Anyways, I'm ranting. Go over that.
Well, I think what you guys are observing is that there's an agenda. There's an agenda to dissolve the family. Brave New World is more like a business plan. It was written as fiction, but that's how they get the plan out there.
So, he said, again, in 62, as you know, in Brave New World Revisited, he said this is a real plan.
And in The Ultimate Revolution, he's talking about how to control human resources. So you have a eugenics agenda that starts with T.H. Huxley, who was Darwin's bulldog. So this all ties back up to eugenics.
He was in a secret breeding program.
And he was also in the X Club. So there's also secret societies and intellectual intelligentsia that are making their momentum known through culture.
And these are guys with 180 IQs.
They are polymaths, and they have a lot of office supplies, as I like to say. So they're well-staffed, they're organized, and we need to catch up to them in every way, doing our research and history.
So break them down.
Well, Brave New World is trying to make the world asexual, where you have adults that no longer are bred with parents. That's how the book starts out. You're walking through this room of test tube babies, and the government, the state, is their parent. And so how do they get from where we were in America to, you know, Brave New World? That's the process we're going through right now.
You get it where the state supplies children to the gay and lesbian couples that want kids.
Right.
And you abort most of the kids so that there's a shortage, and they have actuaries all on that. It's all planned out is what's incredible.
Well, when your listeners go to InfoWars Store and get the State of Mind, the Psychology and Control, we have a long clip in there where Aldous Huxley is actually going through and describing the world we're living in today. It was a Mike Wallace interview in 1953 and describes it perfectly, even the pharmacological control of the anti-authoritarian personality, which is so prominent now within psychology in this country.
Well, incredible.
They create cognitive dissonance, and then they pathologize our descent to the contradictions that we see. And that's what.
Explain that in layman's terms.
They present us with contradictory information. So if you watch cartel media, you're going to see a bunch of opposing stories that don't make sense. That creates cognitive dissonance. The attempting of two facts to reconcile as one.
Makes you shut down.
Right. And so people sometimes get upset about that. And so that dissent is then pathologized by our education system. And they say, give that kid some SSRIs so that he, you know.
They admit. And then the SSRIs cause more mental illness. So then now the answer is more drugs. Then it causes more mass shootings. The answer is more drugs.
Well, I can't help but notice that a lot of the pharmaceutical interests who funded MK Ultra and, you know, all these pharmaceuticals today, the SSRIs, are very close to an LSD derivative. So it's very much like LSD without the trippiness.
Well, they're actually listed as in the hallucinogen class.
Right, exactly.
Well, and then you use the tax-free foundations to fund, okay, we'll give you your hospital, you know, millions of dollars, but you need to push all of these drugs. You know, and this is how they're operating.
Well, and that's another credible thing that I found out. Like, after leaving the corporate world, you see all this information on the internet, and it says the Rockefellers are bad, but there's not really a lot of credible information. But when you get into the primary sources, there's a book called Rockefeller Medicine Men, and basically what it shows is, along with the education system and along with the foundations, they were also in the medical establishments. They were funding eugenics, and they were funding Cold Spring Harbor. They're funding the Nazis. I mean, there's definitely a lot of credible history that is not very much talked about.
They took over the entire private charity hospital program.
Exactly. And so that's another problem. Posing as charity, posing as philanthropy, going around asking for people for money, and people think these are great, you know, great activities. But as Norman Dodd showed in the Reese Committee, the Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie Foundations were bent on dissolving America's boundaries, denationalizing it. They're internationalists, they're globalists, they're collectivists. Their ideas of how philosophy work in the world are antithetical to American philosophy of reality, that we own ourselves. We have a right to our own private property, and we will not be collectivized.
And again, once they have standardized and patented all the genes, they're saying they'll have to pre-certify, they're already saying this, embryos to decide if you can have that child, because under collectivist health care, well, we're all not going to pay for your bad genes, never telling you it's the chemicals in the environment and things they've added that are triggering the genes.
And this goes back to the early parts of eugenics, where you were going to have to go in and get a license to have a child, you know, and if you had you know, bad genes in your family, you'd be denied. You know, there was outrage after, you know, the National Socialist experiment, but we've come full circle. Here we're coming back at it again.
You guys, I'm sure, have seen our videos and Mark Dice's videos where we go out and 90%+ of people say, arrest everyone that wants freedom, confiscate all the guns, put conservatives in FEMA camps. Now, we go to trendy areas, but these so-called liberals are not liberals at all. They're like empty buckets that have had propaganda poured in.
Stimulus reaction. What you're noticing is you're encountering human beings who, when you ask them a question or make some assertions, that, you know, I've seen all of Dice's videos and they're hysterical because, and at the same time, they're sad that our culture.
He always says for Obama.
Right.
So they support it because he means he's good. Mm-hmm. He's liberal. Mm-hmm. So we're going to put everybody in a death camp. For Obama? Oh, well, certainly. I mean, we're going to kill him. Get death camp. Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh.
And conditioned in school to accept authority unquestionably.
And it does help. He's like 6'4". No, I mean, they tell you in sales, if a guy's tall, people just do whatever they say. Of course, not me. I must have a Napoleon complex because I'll beat their ass. Excuse me. I apologize for talking like that. Not Marx, you know what I mean. Some big guy gets in my face.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention. Preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Richard Grove, who is a forensic historian, and James Lane, both filmmakers, are in studio, and they know their stuff. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll go to some calls, play some clips premiered here on the air of the film that's released July 17th on InfoWars Nightly News. But, gentlemen, in essence, what is the New World Order? What is their master goal? And how are things going for them?
I would give an example of a book called The Molecular Vision of Life by Lily Kay, who is an MIT professor. And it's about Rockefeller, Caltech, and the rebranding of eugenics as molecular biology to take control of human resources. And they had to rebrand it because they were involved with the Nazis, and because of the Nazi regime, eugenics got such a...
And we have that book.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. And so in the InfoWars store, you can find this book, you can get into it, and you can start to read through and get this real history, because it's, A, I had a hard time finding the book when I first found out about it. So it's a resource that you're going to have, and you can read and reread, because... it's so much more credible than a tertiary source. This is an MIT professor that, you know, it has accolades on the back from some, you know, some very famous scientists in our history. And so the fact that people like that support her.
You don't get in the club.
Right.
Again, my dad was top of his class in Texas. They brought him in as a high schooler and told him all this. And of course, he didn't go along with it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, the idea is that they're rebranding our culture. So they're taking us away from being self-reliant individuals, and they're trying to collectivize us as at the same time. So that's a mind game. At the same time, they have eugenics going on, which is a physical reality game that they're playing with us. That, you know, it's what they want to paint with the world is very much the Brave New World vision of no parents in the future, depopulation, everything's automated, and the people who don't choose the automation, they live in the woods like animals, and they're not even treated as people. So there's really an ego complex at the heart of it. I think the people that do this lack love and satisfaction.
They're creating an artificial habitat construct in their own words, so it's impossible for us to survive without them, the final revolution.
It's a physical and a mental terrarium that they create that we have to learn how to escape, and you're a slave until you find out that that exists.
And what's incredible is they've written hundreds of books admitting it, and they're doing it,
right.
and they're total criminals. I mean, it's not debatable.
It's actually trying to get people down to the level to where dissent is completely removed from the equation. Now, like you said, there's no mulligans, there's no do-overs on this. This is why it's so important to get involved and get this information out.
Well, and like the guy writing on chalk, writing with chalk in front of the bank, and it's going to be 10 years of the kid wearing the T-shirt, and, you know.
13 years in prison.
Right. So this is ludicrous. People should recognize that the people...
This is hardcore authoritarianism. Stalin would send you away for 10 years for worse free speech stuff. I mean, this is Stalin.
I once did an episode on the Gulag Archipelago, and I was going through Solzhenitsyn's work, and I really just, I was horrified by the parallels that I was noticing, and it's like, if only people had read this book, maybe America wouldn't even be where they are right now.
I read his book 20 years ago, and I reread it about 3 years ago. I'm going to be honest with you, I cried on my back porch, because we had already gotten like 80% there.
But we're not all the way there, and that's the hope.
Well, it's different. Russia never had a free press, so there's like these vestigial islands of liberty left in the sea of tyranny. So it's like a parallel. There's like both worlds together now, and they're trying to dissolve the old
let us out.
Yeah.
Well, and all this, I think, compounds onto what Bruce Levine talks about in the movie, learned helplessness. You know, everywhere somebody turns, it seems like they're powerless, they can't do anything, and eventually they give up. There was experiments with dogs where, you know, they kept getting a shock and no matter what they did. And eventually, you know, they would open the cage or whatever.
Just
and
gave
they,
up.
And they just they surrendered. And this is, I think, one of the major elements that we as a free society have to overcome is this learned helplessness. I think that's the major tool that they use through a dynamic means of methods.
We just have to realize we're not dogs. That if we can realize that situation, we can choose to outgrow that status quo.
That's why they're always telling us we don't have free will. But even top physicists have gone out and done the research and found, no, there really is free will. That's what makes us human, is controlling our environment and realizing that we can make choices about what we want to be. They know that. They're trying to build an artificial construct to remove those choices.
They do know that. That is the modus operandi of all their operations. And Hegel said that the true nature of an individual is to be free. And as soon as they discovered that, they're like, wow, government's going to be obsolete if everyone figures that out. We better try to put the lid on the jar here and keep all these fleas in and train them and break
them. And then they pose as if they're the humanitarians. They're the opposite.
You talk about the Kaelin dialectic, the problem reaction solution. You know, I know your listeners are familiar with that. We actually interviewed Kurt Haskell in the film as a real world example of the Kaelin dialectic at play. You know, he was a witness there of the underwear bomber. You know the story.
Government run, yeah.
And then here comes Chertoff, who actually has financial interest in the naked body scanners. You know, pushing that. You know, after the fact,
they'd already been built. They were being delivered the next week. Yep. It was all segued as perfect PR.
Yep. Well, and that's another thing I learned after I left the corporate world that shocked me. And it's illustrated in a book like Trevor Arrison's Terror Factory, where FBI makes these terrorists. You know, 14 out of 22 in past 9/11 have been made by the FBI, according to the New York Times.
And look at Ahmad Salam, you know. I mean, he just said they're giving me explosives to give these guys. And he goes into witness relocation, and we never heard from him again. CBS actually ran the tapes where the FBI handler saying yes.
Well, he said they told him give him real explosives. Yeah. He said, no, I'm not. And they go, yes, you are, and detonators, and then stood down and let them bomb the building. We'll be right back, gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
numbers across the board holding. I'm going to get to you with our guest. But these filmmakers have done their research. They really know deeply what they're talking about. And within this knowledge is the future. We cannot just turn the world over to globalists that are busily dumbing everybody down so they can take over the planet. Because from my research, once they have full control, they're going to reduce the population, in their own words, between 80% and 90%+. And some of their documents show even more, but they don't tell their own minions that. You know, they give them numbers where they think that it's going to be, you know, only 80% or so. And the people that are part of this really get on power trips that they've been let in on this. I mean, if you talk to any biology department head at a major university, if you talk to any head of computer science or nanotech, if you talk to anybody at any major university, I mean, I had that big professor on yesterday, the head of their computer science research, nanotech, cybernetics department. And he said, yes, I work with Ray Kurzweil. Yes, I work with all these people. And I looked it up. He's on record working with them all. And he goes, yes, it is true that, you know, most of the establishment is just planning to get rid of everybody. So I think we should have a debate about this. I mean, that's the thing, folks. This is what you're hearing here for the PhDs and people that work in academia. They'll sit there and go, well, there are too many people, aren't there?
Us here in Austin, Texas, has the Austin head of Agenda 21 here admitting that depopulation is part of their agenda.
Actually, one of our reporters went out. Was it John Bowne or Melissa Melton? I mean, we've got that bombshell interview. There's two of them. And you go talk to the professor, the head of the UT Agenda 21 program. Was that you? Oh, it was you and Melissa. That's why I was confused who it was. And he just goes, yeah, that is part of the plan.
It's openly.
And then he starts going, look at my plaque from the CIA, huh? Huh? I'm a made man, baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're joking with themselves, and I don't think we should believe their jokes anymore. And people take it seriously that overpopulation is a real fact. But if you study the numbers, Western countries aren't keeping up with the death rate, and so we're underpopulating.
We have 1.3 children.
And you need two people to replace two people. So that's the problem.
And we've already been replaced by predominantly Latin America, which is fine with me as long as we get them to be free minds and not programmed by the globalists. So I tell the Latin Americans, what do you mean open up the border more so you win in a La Raza, La Reconquista? See, the globalists sell a racial-based deal, but only when it's being used to destroy a nation state. It's not even really a racial-based deal.
More divide and conquer.
Well, more divide and conquer.
And the other idea is that what you have today is the technotronic era, the post-industrial world. They created a bubble when they created the industrialized world. They needed overpopulation to an extent to create all this technology so that they could harness humans, build robots, and get rid of the rest of us because that's part of their bigger agenda.
They call this the technotronic bloom, and you're talking about Brzezinski's book.
Right. And so I got into Brzezinski not because of his political ideas, but because of his work on cybernetics. And if you look at any of his books and you go to the index and look up the word cybernetics, he's going to tell you how the collection of information is being used to collectivize individuals and control people socially. And it's a form of cybernetics, which comes from a Greek word, kybernetes, which means governor or helmsman, or, you know, it's about the art of ruling nations, the art of ruling many individuals, to de-individualize them and collectivize them, collect their information, predict their behavior, and control and monopolize the markets.
But this is a cybernetic towards our end, not towards our empowerment. Can you imagine if we had altruists and people that really wanted to go to the stars? We'd already be there. I mean, these people, but they want to go back to feudalism.
Well, I think the priorities are messed up. Why are we going to other planets if we can't figure out how to, like, work out problems without using violence on this planet? If our governments and the way the world is being run is through force, fraud, coercion, and aggression, why do we want to spread that to other planets? Shouldn't we just figure some stuff out here? And shouldn't we maybe allocate some of the resources that we're using for our insecurity as our, a defense budget? You know, it's our insecurity budget. Like, shouldn't we take some of that funding and maybe do some stuff for, you know, people in this country whose families worked hard and paid into those funds instead of...
But if you empower people, you've got to compete with them.
That's a problem for people who are lazy, people who have been born into some sort of trust fund world where they didn't have to work for their money. There's a lot of other honest, hardworking people out in the world who are getting screwed because they do not know that there are predators, there are sharks out there, there are dishonest people, there are con men, and you have to be able to discern fact from fiction. And people lie using words, so you have to parse the words that individuals use.
Sure. How do you think it's going, Richard Grove and James Lane, for them right now?
I think they're on the fence and they really don't even know it, because so many people are waking up that we didn't even intend to wake up because of what's going on. There's just an accumulation, a momentum, the gravamen of what's going on as far as getting on people's radar to say, wait, that's Idiocracy. Like, that's supposed to be a fictional movie. It's going on in our reality. Like, things are getting just a little too crazy. It's getting just a little bit too close to a dystopian
battle. Isn't it the human survival instinct is overriding even globalist programming?
Right, well, and so much information is coming out now. I mean, you look at the NSA, you know, we were talking about this before, where, you know, 96, we're talking about Carnivore Echelon. You know, 2006, Mark Klein broke the deal about the NARA systems at the AT&T communication hubs. We're pulling off petabytes of data a month just in one regional hub. You know, and you try to talk to people about that, and they're like, oh, you know, again, conspiracy theorists. But now it's out in the mainstream news that, yes, the NSA is monitoring all of your emails, your phone calls. And now they're starting to recognize that. I think that in combination with, as this information, this worldview, the true view of, you know, world history is starting to become more prominent, we're approaching critical mass. And I think they're scrambling. They're reverting to a more overt physical level of control now, because I think they're afraid.
Well, you know, George Orwell and Huxley, as you know, had a debate in letters before he died in 49. About whose book would be more accurate. Would it be a 1984 dominant system, or would it be a Brave New World Huxley system? And Huxley, as you know, bragged, well, it's my system of pharmakia and dehumanization, to where they don't even know they're slaves that will win. And he somewhat convinced Orwell, but maybe Orwell was right.
Well, I think we're actually currently living in an amalgam of the two.
Yeah.
Orwell was a student of Huxley, and Huxley's grandfather taught H.G. Wells. So you see an ominous continuity of Fabian socialism, of the use of science fiction to create these agendas.
No, it was a five-family interbreeding program on record.
Right, with the Wedgwoods and so
the Galtons, yeah.
Yeah. So they've been studying us for a long time. They've been studying the animal world as well, to try to figure out, to crack the nut of the human spirit, to crush our spirit, to make us submit. That's the game on the planet thus far, is there are people in control who use force, fraud, and coercion, and they try to make us submit.
These are the most uncool people.
And I say, don't give them the satisfaction. Why do they deserve our submission? Why? What have they done to earn it?
And they said we would love our servitude.
Well, they said that, but I don't know if they can do that if we're still using reason and
but if they say we're going to teach your five-year-old how to have brutal sex acts, if we tell them it's civil rights, it's okay.
Jocelyn Elders. I mean, you know, these types of things. What Iserby brings up in the
delivery. A creepy old woman talking about helping five-year-olds masturbate. And the reason I bring that up is these are crazy people.
Well,
I mean, you're not supposed to be thinking about stuff like that.
Well, another thing that we bring up in State of Mind is, you know, propaganda. And how Bernays, actually changed the language. It's not the Department of War, it's the Department of Defense, as you brought up in the film. You know, it's changing the words, changing the language. And every time that we actually cut them off, they step back and repackage it and come at us again. You know, with it's no longer a real ID. It's the,
it's no longer a war. It's a kinetic action.
Yeah.
And now he came out. The fiction writer, who's, 30 years old, they've hired at the Pentagon to do all this writing, he came out and said, this is a violent, nonviolent aid we're giving the Syrian rebels.
His brother's the president of CBS, right?
Yeah.
Talking about Rhodes. So here's a guy who I was like, how does this guy have qualifications to be a deputy national security advisor? I think that was his official title.
Yeah, 30 years old fiction writer.
Yeah, that's where we're at in America right now. And I think we need to wake up from that American dream.
Well, I mean, they literally write fiction.
And people believe it. So fiction is made out of declarative sentences. We have to question that. Is that really real? Is there a basis in reality? Are they talking about things that exist? Are they talking about some nebulous, ambiguous, particular that's not defined? And so it's by observing, identifying, defining our terms, removing contradictions, and communicating that we get back to reality and can express knowledge and wisdom to each other instead of having divide and conquer.
And circumventing the media, where they're getting this fiction just handed to them and talking like this is reality and giving that as news, you know, getting that straight from the government or corporations, we're becoming the media.
Rachel Maddow, Rhodes Scholar, says with a straight face, Alex Jones says there's giant wasps under the UN building. He actually says that. He's crazy. It's time to not listen to him. That is, I never talked about giant wasp. That is a 100% lie. And then she told like five other lies, literally preying on her audience. Folks, Rhodes Scholars are dedicated to worldwide eugenics, worldwide evil, and the end of the family. And tell them what Rhodes Scholars.
Okay, so in the
Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, there's a Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, a 1966 textbook that had its plates destroyed, and they reprinted only the second half of the book as a history of the world since 1939. And so what Quigley does in this book, when you get the whole uncensored copy, which this is an uncensored copy that includes all the pages that were censored out of the other versions, there is an agenda. There is a plan. Names are named. Quigley had access to the official CFR, Pilgrim Society, all these different Anglo-American establishment resources and archives. And he was able to map out the Rothschild family, the CFR, all these different working groups and what their agenda is, tracing it back to the last will and testament of Cecil John Rhodes, who founded De Beers, diamonds and gold.
And he said, I'm going to set up a British covert worldwide empire.
And he was funded directly by Lord Rothschild and his will and the Rhodes Scholar Trust. In the Sir Anthony Kenny book talking about the history of the Rhodes Trust, it says it goes back to the Rothschilds.
And who runs all the major congressional publications?
The Rothschild Banking Empire, Roll Call, Congressional Quarterly, I believe The Economist, and they also helped to found the London School of Economics, a Fabian socialist institution. So really,
whose symbol is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So these people, if you just look at their symbols, you can tell what they're up to. But they expect that people won't read, that people won't look at these things, that people just will not use their five senses and their observation skills and their God-given creativity and their inspiration and their imagination to figure out, like, there's a bunch of odd, confusing pieces that we're presented with every day. How do these things fit together? And which of these things are lies that deceive us? And where's the truth that I need to focus on to survive?
Well, one thing that we did when we went to CPAC, Ron Paul won the straw poll the second time, and everybody was very intent on being there and actually cheer for him. They had the time before, they had all left. And so a lot of the more establishment Republicans said were booing. And so we go there, and I recorded it, and when I watched the Fox News clip, it shows the booing. And the guy has on a different shirt and a lanyard from the year before. Now, how in the world does that actually get put in from last year's archive, get put in
on purpose, psychological
warfare.
Right.
So we put that, it is a psyop. And so we actually put together the videos side by side and showed that everybody cheering. It was overwhelming applause and cheers. You know, and they're asking Ron Paul, he's like, well, how did you feel when you got booed, you know, a second time, basically? And Fox News actually had to issue a retraction because, you know, I think there was three different videos out there that actually got the information out. And it was, you know, it embarrassed them. And that's what we have to do.
I've had people go, my gosh, Bloomberg called me and asked questions, and they actually misquoted me on purpose. They lied to me and said it wasn't a hit piece. And I said, of course they did.
It was such a hit piece. I mean, that disturbed me when I read that because they
said Alex Jones is going to blow everything up.
It says that you make bombers, and the tweet that I put out is, no, the FBI, according to the New York Times, the FBI makes bombers. That's on record. There's nothing on record that you've ever made a bomber, that you've ever influenced anyone to take violence.
Well, listen, I'm trying to stop violence, and everybody knows that.
Right.
Oh, people are asking me because, you know, I live in Oklahoma, you know, with the tornadoes and everything. They're like, did Alex say that, you know, Obama used weather weapons to create the tornadoes? No. You just brought up the point that there was patents on
technology exists,
yeah, the technology
from our tax dollars.
You know, and so then they take everything you say out of context. Again, this is a...
Oh, well, I got called by Esquire because they got a big cover story coming out on me. And the guy said, did you really say that? And I said, you know what? I'm not even going to defend it. I said, okay, I'll look up the YouTube where I said it. You know what? And I said, you know what? I'm not even going to look up what I said. Write whatever you want. You know what? Go ahead and say I did that because I don't care. I didn't say that. A lady called up and said, I think that they made this tornado do this. And I said, no, it's mainly big hurricanes and weather systems. This is all patented, so I can't say they did it. But it's on record that this weather warfare stuff exists. Mm-hmm. And Maddow, in between saying I believe giant wasps live in places, went with that, and so did a bunch of other national TV. That's what they've got to do, folks, is lie to you.
And I think it's a sign of weakness because the reason that Maddow has to do that and never address your points is because she treats her audience like they're a bunch of idiots, and her arguments are intellectually bankrupt. She never addresses any of the facts. She attacks you as a messenger, which is a fallacy.
And you must be effective or they wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Well, sure, but I mean, my point is saying I don't build bombers, I build bombs. I mean, I don't build bombs, I build bombers, saying that I believe giant wasps live under the... You know, the UN building, I mean, they're really lying about me all over the place. What do you think that signifies?
Weakness, desperation, unprepared for these types of things coming onto their radar, because when the Rhodes Scholars were founded, there was no social media or internet or anything. Their agenda has stayed the same through, and they're trying to adapt and evolve, and it shows, again, that they're intellectually bankrupt, that they have no reason, they're acting irrational, and I think we should just call them out on that.
And free humanity is adaptable, and we're taking the tools that were meant to enslave us and using it to fight them. You know, and that's what some of the most effective tools that we've got right now.
I'm going to skip this network break because we're so far behind, and I promise to go to some calls. But let's go to this clip here, The Elite Versus Individuals, from the film available at InfoWarsStore.com, State of Mind. Here it is.
In an attempt to assist the state, a 14th century Italian named Niccolo Machiavelli crafted several books intended to help the ruling elite dominate their subjects with the most effective psychological warfare techniques available to the world at that time.
And he was trying to convert the Medici family into hiring him to provide political advice. Conspiracy is the story of history. It's the story of plunderers taking care of people who produce. They claim to take care of them through government, which doesn't give you anything. It doesn't take away first. So it's not creating something out of nothing. It's very real what they're doing. They're taking your rights or taking some people's rights and adding more to someone else's rights.
Concurrent to Machiavelli's efforts, the consequences of tyranny were sowing the seeds of liberty throughout Europe, with authors like Étienne de Labouetti of France leading individuals to consider their situations and discover effective means to achieving liberty for all.
So this whole idea of Machiavelli telling the ruling elite how to do this in a more efficient and, effective manner without people directly knowing about it. But his mistake is that these books get out there and other people start to read these books because it's not just the ruling elite. This starts to have an influence in Europe. You've got a character named Étienne de Labouetti, who writes a discourse on voluntary servitude. And basically what de Labouetti does is he shows you that everything that Machiavelli told the ruling elite about how to control you is undone when you understand it to the nuts and bolts level, where you can then withdraw your consent, and that only then are you free.
We control you. We control your mind. We make you believe you have no creative power. We make you forget you have imagination, which is the core capability from which you can invent your own reality.
That's right. Whatever humans envision, look at science fiction of 100 years ago, we can build. So they program us with predictive programming, with a nightmare vision, so we accept that as our future instead of us just simply having imagination. And that just means looking deeper into what they're doing. And Machiavelli, just like the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, he wanted to write a weapons technology book on Cywar, Infowar. And basically what Machiavelli did 500 years ago, Carroll Quigley did in the 60s with Tragedy and Hope.
Well, and it's not the only book that Quigley wrote. There's Anglo-American Establishment, Evolution of Civilizations, and there is one on political weapons and future technology. And so basically what you're seeing is he was taking in a macrocosm of how history has worked and how these civilizations have risen and fallen, and then he's basically showing you, okay, now here's the 20th century, here's the Anglo-American Establishment, here's these people going off an agenda that's funded by the world's largest financiers. And they are moving ahead without much resistance through much of the 20th century. They're able to turn our education system into a system of schooling, not to make individuals who know how to learn anything for themselves, but to make obedient, servile workers in the tradition of the Prussian education
system. I talk to a lot of adults, and there is no one home.
Right.
They don't have any original thoughts. They just repeat, and there's no one there. They've ruined these people.
But it doesn't end there. I mean, they try to extinguish our creativity in the schooling system, but there's always a spark that can be reignited when people come into contact.
I agree, but people love their ignorance. It's a shield for them.
Well, it's become a trophy. It's become something that people are kind of proud of. So if they can know that there's...
Well, that's the new trendiness, that being lazy and not being informed is like a shield.
Well, and as you brought up on your show many times about
that's learned helplessness, they just give it up.
Yeah, exactly. And you talked about the food, right? Everybody is malnourished at this point. You know, the food is horrible. They're overworked. They're in debt. They're, you know, the everything that they see, in media is, the predictive programming is all dystopic. You know, and by the time they get home, they're exhausted. They don't do the research. You know, it's a dynamic effect that's just dragging their entire consciousness.
Yeah, because people don't say conspiracy theorists now. They go, what am I going to do?
Yeah, right.
And what you're going to do is start living better, start being happy, start go paint a painting, be nice to your family, but also speak out. When you see kids buying gum that has aspartame, go, hey, you know that aspartame will brain damage you. Here's a card with some info on it.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
That act of fighting back, if we all do little stuff, it's game over, folks. If everybody gets this film and has a party and shows it to 10 friends, game over. Mm-hmm. If you get my magazine and get the 10 free bumper stickers that are in it, game over. It's all about resistance is victory.
And I don't think it's ever going to be just the dam breaks and it all just happens. I think it's going to be a slow drip, drip, drip of just getting everything out there.
You know, I've talked to a lot of top Hollywood people. They say, look, most of us are awake to this. It's the old higher-ups that want to keep us on the reservation. We don't like it. Even the rich and powerful realize they're slaves and don't want to be part of this. It is alluring to really be free. It is alluring to have the real fire of Prometheus, not the false fire of the Illuminati, where they claim they're illuminating you. They're not illuminating anything. You're not illuminated if you have knowledge and then try to keep others away from it.
Right. So that's the whole idea. The word education in the Johnson's Dictionary of 1828 said it's the unocculting, the unhiding of information. And very much what our education system focuses on today is selectively presenting you with declarative sentences, which is not a form of learning. And what you come out with thinking is knowledge is actually a...
Our education system is occult.
Right.
And that doesn't mean witches around pots, folks. Occult means hidden. They are hiding the world from you.
And that's the nature of power. That's the power gap, information
gap. I hate the occult.
Gap. They're all the same.
I declare war on the occult.
Well, and then we're educators. Then we're teachers then, right?
Yeah, exactly. The thrill of empowering people is what it's all about. Not the, again, they call it eugenics, but that's occult. It's not getting rid of the dumb, building up the smart. It's targeting the smart. Again, the definition of eugenics is occult because it's a lying definition.
Well, it's a war on the weakest because they go after our children first. And the schooling system is definitely not there to educate children and make them autonomous individuals who can be self-responsible adults.
Well, it's based on the Prussian system.
Right, which was used.
It's General Zod. Have you seen Man of Steel?
No, yes.
No.
I mean, it's a total anti-Illuminati, anti-eugenics film.
Oh.
And again, how could you get the guys to put out The Dark Knight? The last one I said, it's French Revolution. And then later I saw an interview after it came out. They go, oh, Bane's French Revolution. We spent a year designing his coat. I mean, I could see it and tell it was French Revolution, fake Illuminati Revolution. Well, then why would they put out Superman that's anti-eugenics?
I think sometimes they just like to measure people's reactions to see how they respond to it. You know, some of the terrorist events that have happened in this history, I think, are just to measure how. What's the patriot response to this? Is anyone going to pick up on the contradiction in the evidence, or is no one home? Is no one reviewing the evidence? And so I think as they try to assert control more and more steadily and readily over humanity, people react in different ways, and they keep gauging it. They're waiting. They want to see everyone wake up. That's their worst fear. They keep thinking about it. They keep talking about it, and they know it's going to happen sooner or later, that people are going
to
get it.
Man, that's what we're talking about, the analogy of trying to hold the ball underwater. As we're inflating it, they're having to hold harder and harder to keep it underwater. Its natural state is to be above water, to be free. You know, and they're struggling now to keep it under control. And
unbelievable. Let's go to one more clip before we take a few calls here, and I appreciate people holding. This is on education from the film State of Mind, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's clip number 5, and then we'll play clip number 7 after that. So here's clip number 5. And then we'll take some phone calls.
The education our children are going to get has nothing to do with education. It is training our children to be resources, human resources, that's the way they refer to us, to spin off profits for the globalists.
The greatest barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge, and that's what the 15,000 hours in compulsory schooling really in trains and conditions into us, is that you've been told this story of the people in South America. And so you think you know about it. And it's not until later in life when you might come across more information about conquistadors and how Jesuits infiltrated all the religious systems and took all the riches out and basically harvested this whole area. And this is an example of plunder in South America that went on for hundreds of years. So until you have this other piece of information to bring this into focus, you think that what you were taught in public schooling during that 15,000 hours is really what's going on. And it's not until you bump up against reality, as George Orwell said, usually on a battlefield, that you have to consider that which you were taught to believe versus the objective evidence that exists.
John Taylor Gatto was an award-winning educator in New York who took kids that couldn't even read or write, were headed for prison, and made them top-level students. And then he discovered that he was shut down by the big tax-free foundations so that he couldn't teach the children this information. And he discovered that it was by design that they were dumbing people down to make them subservient biological androids or replicants. That's what we're seen as. But now we're obsolete. We're to be phased out. The new robotic systems, the drone aircraft, the drone submarines, the drone ships, the drone robots on the ground. We're all being conditioned, all being acclimated for this. state of mind, ladies and gentlemen, and there's a bunch of clips we haven't gotten to, and there's so many people in this film, like Colonel Schaefer, G. Edward Griffin, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. It's key information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.